Ada whispered, a little more loudly this time.
Only me?
A small voice came from somewhere in the shadows. Ada stepped onto the faded Anatolian carpet, holding the candle out in front of her. There, just visible on a faded patch in the centre, was a small figure, white and shimmering and slightly see-through. Ada's eyes opened wide.
"You're a mouse!"
she exclaimed. The mouse shimmered palely and gave another sigh that ended with a soft squeak.
"I used to be,"
it said with a shake of the head.
"But now, I'm the ghost of a mouse."
Mog ran right around the house and the dog ran after her. She climbed over the fence, she ran through the garden and jumped up outside the kitchen window. She meowed a big meow, very sudden and very loud. Mrs. Thomas said, "Bother that cat!" Debbie said, "It wasn't her fault."
"I have brought little Miss Trouble as you ordered, Your Highness," said the mermaid.
"So you are the person who has been causing so much trouble on my beach and in my sea," said the Mermaid Queen angrily.
"But it wasn't me,"
exclaimed Little Miss Trouble.
"It was Little Miss Chatbox and Mr.—
To Little Miss Trouble's huge surprise, the word sneeze, which she had meant to say, came out as a bubble. And every time she tried to say it, the same thing happened until there was a stream of bubbles coming out of her mouth.
"Happy birthday, Winnie,"
they shouted, and they piled up the presents on the lawn. Wanda, Wilma and Wendy gave Winnie a magic carpet. She'd always wanted one of those. Uncle Owen gave her a bat in a cage. She'd never wanted one of those. Auntie Alice gave her a book of special spells. And there was a magic trumpet from Cousin Cuthbert.